Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning, my favorite time each week. Happy Saturday to you. 2016 approaches. I want you all to get the jump on the gun. Thus, today's show. Today's show, lab tests you must order for 2016. You're not going to do your blood testing before the turn of the year. So at the turn of the year, I want you to have the inside track. I want you to think about this. I want you to hear this show again. I want you to make sure you've digested it. Lab tests are an atrocity. I'm putting it mildly. The ones you need, you never get. The ones you get, you never need. Often you don't need them. There's a whole bunch of misconceptions about the value of lab testing. On the low end, and of course you are not the low end because you listen to this show and others like it. But on the low end, you do your yearly physical. They give you the superficial lab tests, markers for which only show when you're dead or on your way to the hospital. In other words, they're effectively useless. And you walk away with that satisfaction when you're told everything's normal and they didn't really test for anything. And that's the problem. First misconception. These tests are generally, as they're coursed out, not preventative. Now, we have a money problem in healthcare today, so even though your doctors could, often they're under the subjugation of the corporation and they can't order the lab tests you need to. No better example of this than Kaiser Permanente, my favorite place for healthcare. Many, many places are run like this, where they're going to give you the cursory screenings, the one on top, the first one and the last one, meaning you're not going to see a flag until it's too late. And that's the first misconception, that you're getting the test that you need. They go on and on and on and on. I have to do this with pictures. So let's go to the pictures. Show 234. We're in our fifth year. Lab tests for 2016, the one your doctor really needs to order. That's straighttalk.cc, if you're new. Straighttalk.cc, not .com, that's with two T's. All right, we got lots of goodies here. Lots of good pictures, a couple of YouTube clips, so on and so forth. Picture number one. Go to picture number one. Biochemical individuality. Roger Williams. Biochemist, well known. That's a picture of him. Picture number two, he's arm holding there. He's taking his picture with Linus Pauling, two-time Nobel laureate, one for chemistry, the other one for peace. Not a man of small stature. That's Linus Pauling and the man that wrote Biochemical Individuality, Roger Williams. Why do I bring it up? Because in that landmark treatise, it basically stated that 10 to 15% of all of what are called the norm are not your norms. And that's a big statement if you understand it. Because it means anytime you're told you're normal, or anytime you're told you're not normal, and I mean with blood tests, not socially, anytime you're told you're normal, on a blood test, your anemia panel, your hemoglobin's normal, your blood glucose is normal, your thyroid is normal, or your thyroid is abnormal, or your blood glycosylated hemoglobin is abnormal. Anytime you're told that, 10 to 15% of the time, that is incorrect for you. And this is that dangerous, crazy thing about norms. Where do we get the norms from? Dead people. Rats. I mean, the point is, no, not that, but the point is, norms are weird. And that's what he's pointing out, not to mention the fact that your requirements, say reserve ferritin, say your hormone panels, take your pick, your requirements under stress, high stress, 80 hours a week you work, five kids screaming for food. Those requirements are different than someone that's sedentary. That testing, that's not accounted. That is not accounted for. Even more than that, when you were sick, when you were recovering from illness, when you were older recovering from illness, when you were younger recovering from illness, we have no clue what the norms are. There was some great work done out of Canada in texts I can't even find anymore, but have heard about, where they took all these lab animals and subjected them to all sorts of weird environments and saw the norms, the vitamin requirements, the mineral requirements, the hormonal expenditures, all these different things. They blew the charts off what we call the norm. So I don't know what a norm is worth anymore. You got to do it because common sense dictates you got to do it. But what it means really in the reality, the trenches, it may be next to meaningless. Now, what do you do with that statement? You factor it in, and I'll show you how to factor it in today. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. My audience gets the inside track. I mean, the real inside track. But if you're looking for your classic, tell me your symptom, I'll give you an herb, go to another show, because I don't do that on this show. Not my cup of tea. What I like and what I'm getting and what I'm getting more of every single week are people all over the world who have decided that health is not about vitamin and herbs bought in health food stores blindly or at the expense and advice of your vitamin therapist. And I'm not knocking it, but I am saying there is a deeper level for you. And if you have been chronically deranged now for years, if you are in a pickle, if you have gone everywhere, seen everyone, and done everything, I'll tell you your problem. You are not educated. Okay. Not going to get into it too much, but that's the purpose of the show if you're new to the show. If you really want to hear what it takes to get healthy, 234 shows. Get at least a subscription and listen. Guarantee you it'll sound different. Okay, biochemical individuality, Roger Williams, I made my point. Not a man of small stature, I made my point. Let's start with hormones. Okay, now it would be nice if we could get a hormonal panel. And again, what are these tests worth? You know what they're worth? They're worth the relativity of them, meaning what they look like over a period of years or months. If you want to determine where your hormones are at, you need to compare it like your cortisol. Cortisol secreted by the adrenal glands under stress. Healthy stress, bad stress, cortisol. You know, adrenal exhaustion, adrenal fatigue. You want to know how you're doing. What it's worth, what these tests are worth when you get them, is if you have them compiled over a period of years. So second myth. First myth, norms are norms. They're not. Second myth, one test means something. Well, you got to be careful with that. One test really doesn't mean something. One test is not nearly as meaningful as tests compiled over the years. Tests compiled over the years. That's what you're looking for. So you've got to organize them. You've got to save them. You've got to get them done. You've got to understand them. You've got to compare them. Okay, so let's get to the hormonal tests. First of all, another myth we're going to blow the lid off of. The blood tests. These hormones are bound to protein in your normal blood tests. I want my cortisol in the blood. I want my estrogen, my progesterone, my DHEA, all of this in the blood. There is enough evidence from hard science that says, bah humbug on that. Those proteins are, those hormones are bound with proteins. And so you're measuring not the functional hormone, but the protein-bound hormone, and we don't know really if we can trust that. So BioHealth, ZRT, go online, get to know these labs, tell your healthcare practitioner, I'm going to spend the $150 on my cortisol profile, on my estradiol profile, salivary hormones. Some of these you can do direct. There's a entity called the Canary Club. Some really good news about all of this is getting the blood tests done, the lab tests, the tests you want to see is not in present day America a matter of getting your medical doctor to order them. You can go straight to the lab now, direct a test, direct tests, request a test. Two companies, you fill it out online, you go in, you get the blood drawn near your near where you live, and they'll send the information to you. Okay? It's still America. It's still land of the free. And you can order your own blood tests. Understand that. You don't need your doctor to do that. If your doctor won't do it, you've got to do it. BioHealth Laboratory, David Zava's lab, ZRT Labs, for salivary hormone testing. If you can watch your cortisol over a period of months. So let's do that. Let's think about that for the smart insider for 2016, your cortisol. So go to picture five. Cortisol, again, secreted by the adrenals. Cortisol, a million and one vital functions. When they tell you adrenal stress, it means your cortisol is super high or exhaustively low. Here's the normal cortisol. Look at the picture, picture five. Picture tells a thousand worth a thousand words, right? So look at the picture. 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. Oh, as I look at this, they laid this out so dumb. Let's look at 12 a.m. So we're looking at picture 5. Look at 12 a.m. to 6 a.m. You see that great big rise in cortisol? Picture 5, click it on, read the ledger on the bottom, look for 12 a.m. to 6 a.m. You see that rise in cortisol? That's when you make your cortisol, as you sleep, if you sleep. If you don't get up to pee 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 times, if you don't wake up restless, if you don't stand up in bed, that good 6, 7, 8, 9, I know people who are sleeping 10 hours. I know people who go to bed at 8 and get up at 6 every single night, and they sleep like babies. They still have children sleep. Those are always very healthy people. You show me a person with a sleep pattern like that, the straight sleep, I'll show you someone who's doing more for their health than $1 billion of testing and $1 billion of supplementation. So there's cortisol from 12 to 6. You're making it in that nice deep sleep, and then you expend it during the day. So from 12 p.m. towards 6 p.m., less and less and less and less and less. So by the time you go to bed at night, you're out of cortisol. That is why you lay your head down and go to sleep. Now, I didn't put these two other graphs here, but there's two variations of that. One is called high cortisol. We can call this adrenal fatigue. And the graph is going to look different. The graph is going to look like 12 a.m. This is adrenal fatigue. From 12 to 6, you're going to make your cortisol, and then you're going to lose it as the day goes on. And then in the evening, there's going to be this great surge of it again. So it's going to start high. It's going to dip really low, even lower than normal. And you're going to feel like you need a cup of coffee. You're going to feel like you need to take a nap. You're going to feel fatigued. You're going to feel like you lost your edge, but you're young.